So tell me if you've ever experienced this.
Okay.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sligo, blah, blah, blah.
No, never heard of it.
Sitting behind a car.
Okay, standing behind a car.
Sitting behind a car. At a red light.
Okay.
And it's perfectly clear.
Right.
And the person in front of me is on the cell phone.
Sure, of course.
So I just do this.
Boop.
Just...
Yeah, a nice one. Not a laying on a horn, right?
The length of it is important.
It is.
It's just a tap.
It's just like, hey, dude, I know you got stuff going on.
Yes, it's just a poof.
Yes.
This particular person, it startles them, and they just step on the gas and go.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that?
No. They didn't look or anything?
There was a car coming by that point, but not close enough that they got into an accident. But, no, they didn't look. They just thought the honk startled them.
That is just a straight-up dumb person.
Right. That's what I thought.
Just clueless.
Because, like, really, still, you have to look.
Yeah. That's twice not paying any attention dangerously.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. So they should be arrested. That's my point.
I thought you were going to say they flew off a handle and started flipping you off.
No.
Yeah, with a little beep.
I would have handled.
I would have handled my ass. I laugh a little bit, actually, when they get that crazy handle here.
How's the weekend?
Yeah, good. Much longer weekends would be appreciated. You know, just getting started with the pipes and smoking out and everything, and then I got to come in here.
It takes you 3 days to get started smoking out?
At least, man.
To get started?
Well, you know, to get to where you want to be. In cloud 97. I got you, man. All right. I don't know. How about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. Less weed.
Smoke. Less, really?
Yeah, less. But, less
some,
than you.
Some edibles, I should think.
Yes, nice. Actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your favorite flavor?
For asking.
You're welcome.
I don't really have a
Don't really care. Just whatever
no,
gets
really
it done.
Care
yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah, they always ask me, which one of these are I mean, I definitely want indica, and I'm going to smoke it. I want the flowers, but
right.
I don't care what the name of it is or what flavor it is.
Oh, it has to be the right name, and it has to be the right color.
Who gives a rat's ass, right?
I don't care at all.
Right? So what?
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we? You know how you go... Oh, you don't know.
Nope.
People who go out and do things.
All right.
You know how you scan a little QR code and the menu comes up on your phone?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Your kids today and your technology.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
And there's a new QR code scam.
Oh, really?
So people are putting fake ones up.
Oh, I heard about this. And some of them are at the meters, parking meters.
Yes.
And you're paying Joe Blow.
Yep. Yep. Just somebody just puts a QR code there and it's a straight scam. They just get your information.
That seems like one of the easiest scams ever.
It does, yes. But we're going to talk to our expert, Pinky.
Nice. Pinky?
Pinky is his nickname.
Okay.
His or her nickname.
Their nickname. Sure.
The last movie that you couldn't finish. You started, you couldn't get through it.
That's been a while. You have one?
Yes, and I walked out of a theater.
Wow, I haven't done that in ages. I used to do that a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, now that
I know you don't go out much, but I have been.
Rarely.
And there is many, many fewer people at movies now, which is great.
Yeah,
because there's almost no one there.
Right, no one playing on their phones or talking or whatever. That's
but
fantastic.
had to
you
exit.
Just split.
Exit stage left. I could.
Don't say what movie it is
I
yet.
Won't.
Save that.
I will.
We'll you know it's going to be Best Picture of the Year.
That's what it was last year.
You cursed them. Actually,
oh,
you blessed
man.
Them.
I don't even understand how that happens.
It's weird.
I got 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, see. But
here we
don't
again.
Like things that are popular either.
Sons
so.
Of bitches.
Yeah.
There's also a couple that is planning a metaverse marriage.
Via Facebook?
I mean, that's where the metaverse is supposedly gonna
be dubbed at or whatever.
But I don't know that much about the metaverse. Do you?
I don't care.
Maybe we can find some
information. Get married. How are they gonna do? They're gonna virtually consummate the marriage?
I don't think so. I think they're gonna get married in person, but have a reception.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On the metaverse.
Yeah, as long as people still send presents.
So, right, that's the point, is you have to send a present, and then you can go to their, I think it's Harry Potter themed. So they're like sitting right in front of the castle or whatever.
Right, sure.
And also Arnold Schwarzenegger got into an accident.
Well, I saw that.
We're talk about that.
Can you imagine that you get out of your car after a pileup and there's Arnold?
Whose car is on top of yours? No. I can't imagine. That is coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Aaron Jones is who that is. Supercharged. I still have not gotten tired of that song.
Same.
It's such a damn good thing.
Agreed.
Looking forward to seeing him live. I haven't seen him play live yet, so.
You're not.
No, the way that works is he has to come to my house and play live.
Yes. I'm
not
going to say, how long do you think it'll be before you actually go to a concert? You have to play it by ear?
Yeah.
How many did you like to go? Before.
There were probably 5 that I really wanted to, and then probably 10 that I had to work or whatever. So, and then, you know, so about 15 in the last few years.
All right.
On a regular basis. But 5, and he would be one that I would really love to see play live. Yeah.
COVID-19 has changed everything, as you know, and families across India have to downsize their wedding or cancel.
Right.
So there is a couple, and I'm sure I'm going to get these names right. Dinesh Sivakumar Padmavahi.
Pretty sure Dinesh is right, at least.
And Janagana Andinini.
Nope.
Rama Asmami.
Nope.
From Tamil Nadu.
Nope. I'm just going to guess nope.
Pretty sure that's all accurate. Yeah.
That's close enough. I mean, yes.
They apparently are limited to 100 people in person.
Hmm.
But they wanted to invite 2,000 people.
Wow!
So they have decided to have a virtual reception next month. So they're going to get married in front of the 100.
I see, okay.
And then they're going to throw a reception where everybody can, you know, I assume bring gifts.
Yeah, right. Virtually, though.
But it's going to be virtually. And that's my question. What exactly, because from the picture here, it looks like, I mean, it looks like a good video game, but really just...
Yeah, so even the bride and groom are even our avatars, their characters.
Yes,
they look like they're something out of Harry Potter.
They're standing in front of the Harry Potter school.
Right. So even the bride. So I would assume that all the guests are going to be virtual avatars.
Be in the metaverse.
You can't be yourself. Oh,
does anybody know anything about the metaverse?
Yeah, tell us.
Maybe you could help us out.
Work?
Because I understand minimal computer stuff, but the metaverse.
You know how to get to good prom sites, but other than that.
Yes, exactly. but the metaverse does seem odd because this is, you can tell that these characters are based on them.
Right.
If you look at their picture, they sort of look like this.
Right.
But what can you do in the metaverse? Like,
right.
Can you talk?
What can't you do? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's what my question was. Like, can the groom or the best man get drunk and hit on the mother-in-law? I mean, what kind of stuff?
Exactly.
Because if I'm in their wedding reception on the metaverse, I'm causing chaos.
Of course.
Can you set the place on fire? Like, what?
How easy is it to mute a rude guest?
There has to be a rule set, right?
Right.
I would think for the metaverse, there has to be a rule set of what you can and can't do.
Yeah, if you find a sledgehammer, can you go with the wedding cake?
Right, exactly.
We're thinking on the same page.
See, that's the way
here.
We
yes.
think. My first thought was, how could I mess that up?
What kind of chaos can I bring to the party?
But I don't know enough about the metaverse.
Right.
To
so
figure
if you
that out.
Do.
If you know, like, how, just big, broad, general strokes.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah.
What can you do?
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. And then we'll get into the wedding, you know, reception and cause mayhem.
Hell yeah.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Nobody seems to know that much about the metaverse yet.
Nobody has any inside information on how it all works. How we can screw up a virtual wedding.
I mean, it seems like that's the thing to do, right?
That's what we want to do.
That's my instinct.
I mean, me too. I'm on board.
Let's give away the t-shirt. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Parker.
Parker, why telephone us now? KLOS. Whoops. Almost went down my old.
Can
question.
I ask what he's? I'll translate. Why are you calling KLOS today?
Because I want a Molly Crew t-shirt.
There you go.
You got it, man.
All right, you got it.
You win. You're calling 13.
Awesome.
Now, the important question, what can you tell us about the metaverse?
Do you know anything about it?
I have no clue.
No clue.
Can we tear off a piece of your shirt for each wrong answer you get?
Maybe we'll ask our expert later in the show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe we can figure that out.
Because nobody really seemed to have any insight on the metaverse, including you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Of course.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know how you start on one site on, say, YouTube, and then there are suggestions over on the right?
Sure,
and
you end up going down a rabbit hole. Yep.
I went down a rabbit hole by clicking on a link called Hippo Tornado of Poo.
How could you not click on that?
Right? I didn't have a choice.
It's pretty much a must.
So I realized that this is how hippos communicate with other hippos anybody that it feels threatened by.
Okay.
So then I said, well, how do they communicate if they're nice? So then I went down that rabbit hole, and here's part of a video on how hippos that aren't moving underwater are communicating.
The hippos are still submerged. Even though they haven't moved all day, they still manage to have long-distance conversations. Males honk to assert their dominance.
They honk.
Like you earlier today.
They honk. They honk. To assert their dominance. They honk.
As others respond, the sound travels along the river to neighboring ponds.
Well, did you hear that? Did you hear what Joe said down there? Joe the hippo? He's pissed. He's honking, man.
He's quite the guy and man in charge.
The noise can reach 115 decibels.
The equivalent of a concert.
Right.
Is what that is.
Yeah.
Now,
what?
For the tornado of poo, or as I like to call it, the poo-nado. This is how they respond to other hippos that they don't want near them, or humans, or anything that makes them feel threatened.
So should we maybe take a lesson from what's about to hear here?
It's literally a tornado of poo. They go to the bathroom, but they spin their tail around in a circle incredibly fast. Nice. And it sounds like this, and poo goes everywhere.
Dude, you clearly recorded me last night.
That is spectacular.
Wow. Yeah, that is awesome. Can you imagine you're at the zoo, you got the kids there.
That's where that came from, is there were some kids standing there watching, and it was a tornado poo storm. It came from the hippo. Wow, what a great gift that was for those kids. And then I found the song Overwhelming Poop Storm. I need to get off the internet.
I am in a puncture. It is over.
That's probably enough.
I don't know. I kind of like that. That's pretty solid.
I need to get off the internet. That's what needs to happen.
Damn hippos.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Friday afternoon, former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a four-car accident.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was on Sunset, wasn't it?
It was on Sunset, yes. It was on Sunset, and it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, Sunset and Allen Ford Avenue.
Now, every time someone runs into you or whatever, they usually get out of the car, and you're like, oh, I got to deal with this clown.
Right.
But how weird would it be that Arnold is getting out of the car?
Well, let's ask him on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have our former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on the phone. Hi, Arnold.
Kevin and Sluggo, how are you guys today? It's incredible to be speaking with you.
We're good. How are you? Are you fine?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, shaken up. It's a horrible experience anytime, you know, you have a car accident like that. And, I'm just hoping the best for the person in the other car, and I hope she's okay, you know.
Right. It looked like your car rolled over on top of hers.
Yeah, it was, you know, I have a massive car, you know, because I'm so huge. I need a massive car to carry me around.
Sure.
But it all happened so quick. I don't have total recall of what happened in the accident.
See, because you were in a movie called Total Recall.
Yes.
It happened.
I want everyone to know that, you know, the scene of the accident, you know, I stayed there. I didn't, you know, go away from the scene because then I'd be the running man.
Damn it.
But I didn't. I stayed there.
Right. Good.
They did an excellent job. Everyone who showed up, although one of the cops who showed up, he looked so young. I thought maybe he was a kindergarten cop.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, see,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, so because
it's very young.
I understand.
Tell me it doesn't make sense.
I'm the governor, man. With all respect.
My bad.
I was just, you know, more concerned about the collateral damage that was happening around the accident.
All right. Okay.
I was Conan the Destroyer of that Prius.
You did destroy the... She was driving a Prius, and he was driving pretty much a tank.
Yeah.
So. It was a girly car for a girly woman.
So you taught her a lesson, right?
That's good. I didn't, you know, no, I hope that everything she's fine, because, you know, when I'm on the road... You know, I'm not a predator!
Okay, all right.
I get in court, I'll get judgment day! I could go all day!
Do it! Go please, all day!
Please do.
I'm the last action hero on the road! They should have had an escape plan!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello!
When was the last time? Let me ask a different way.
Okay.
When you're watching a movie, if you don't like it, what's your move?
Oh, well, back in the day when I was by myself, I went to movies 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, really?
For years. Wow. Yeah, back in the 80s.
I try to go
early 90s.
Every weekend to one. I try to.
Right.
Once a weekend. And yeah. That seems like a lot.
Wow, well, yeah. And I was obsessed.
Wow.
If I didn't like it, I'd walk out. I walked out on at least a quarter of the movies I went to
see. Did you really? 25%?
Yeah.
You were bad at picking movies.
Yeah. Well, so I saw everything. So I'm like, oh, this sucks. But now I don't do that. I stay through the movie because my wife's one of those that can't leave
is
off.
That
like if
right?
you start something,
right.
she's got to get to the end, even if it blows.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm like, I would rather go waste my time on the internet than watch this piece of crap.
I'll go watch Hippo's Poo Tornado. Do you think I won't watch that?
But you again? Walk out on movie. That is the best little video ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You walk out on movies quite a bit though yourself. Yeah.
I have lately.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
you didn't used to.
So I went with my girlfriend, and we were watching Licorice Pizza. And we were very much looking forward to it
Sure. Because
it's Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, it's huge buzz on that. And that, you know, classic record store here in Los Angeles. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any of the new big movies, the Sparks Brothers documentary.
You're so lucky. Oh, Sparks Brothers, I loved.
See, I haven't gotten around to it yet. But you're saying you don't like Licorice Pizza?
I was sitting there, and you know how you start to take stock of yourself? You start to, like, look around and go, is everyone else enjoying this? Because
sure.
What am I missing?
Right.
Am I the only one that feels like I feel?
Okay, sure.
And then she leaned over to me and said, I'd be happy to leave.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, and
nice.
I was like, oh, woo! That's such good news.
That's the best news.
But
yeah.
Then I said,
should give it a little more time.
I mean, we were there almost an hour.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
So I sort of wanted to see
how it wrapped up.
Because it had 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's huge.
91%.
It's a major movie right now. It's a big buzz.
It has Bradley Cooper, Sean Penn, Tom
Waits.
What
didn't you like about it? What didn't she like about it?
I don't understand what the story was. There was no story. It was a 25-year-old girl who sort of fell in love with a 15-year-old boy.
Oh,
okay. Right.
I thought it was about the record store.
That was my reaction.
Okay.
No, it's she's working for a picture company to take pictures of high schoolers for the yearbooks or whatever.
Okay.
And he meets her and says that he's going to woo her and
did
blah, blah, blah.
Did a 15-year-old boy write this?
Because I don't know.
It doesn't usually go that way.
It doesn't go that way, and right. It also was a little troubling.
Sure.
I couldn't get past the fact that she was 25 and he was 15.
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and make it 18 and whatever you want it to be? Just legal, close to legal. Make it 17.
Well, I was nearly famous. He was pretty young, and that was actually fairly based on a true story. So, I mean, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in that. I mean, you know, there is, if you're talking about Licorice Pizza and life in Los Angeles in the early 70s,
yeah.
Makes a little bit of sense, except that you would think she'd have better taste to be able to find someone more entertaining.
Also, not hot, if that matters. It shouldn't, actually.
Who? Her?
Him.
Him.
At all. Like, not attractive in any way.
Well, that's probably a
good
thing.
So if you're a 25-year-old...
Right.
And you're going after a 15-year-old...
He's a really good personality.
I don't understand. So here are some...
He had a really cool bicycle.
Here are some of the people's reviews, and then and then I want to ask you what movie you couldn't get to
last. Oh, okay. Last time you walked
out. So whether on TV or whatever...
Right.
If you start a movie...
You bail.
Some people have to stick through to the end.
Right.
I'm not one of those people.
Right.
Great acting and directing and all that, but why? Which was my question.
Oh, is that what someone said?
Yeah, people's reviews.
Well, did you like Dazed and Confused or American Graffiti, those kind
yes
of movies
yes.
where they just randomly, they're
yes
just basically,
yes.
Okay, so it doesn't have anything like that. It doesn't have...
Not to me.
I mean, there wasn't anything. Fast Times, there's really nothing going on.
No, I love Fast Times.
Right. Okay.
Not to me.
So
I don't know.
That.
It was just...
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was just he wanted to meet up with her, and then they met up, and then he dropped out of school and started selling
hey, those
water
are
beds.
Those dropped out
I
of
mean,
school.
I mean, it was not... I just kept asking, why
yeah.
does this exist?
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty accurate picture of Los Angeles 1971,
oh, that's cool.
I guess.
Well, that's cool. Maybe I have to go look at that. Okay, what
Minnie,
else? Other reviews, yeah.
Minnie on the review on Rotten Tomatoes says, if I could give it no stars, I would. What a mess.
Huh.
And then there are five stars in a row.
And what do they like about it?
I love this movie. There was great character development, which is hard to come. I don't know. No, he was a 15-year-old boy and she was 25. How can you get past that? What kind of person could just go, all right, that's fine. He's 15, she's 25.
In the 1800s when it was more normal, you died at 30.
Refreshing and beautiful, someone said.
Refreshing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have never seen Harold and Maude, have you?
No, that's not. Of course not. There was no real plot. The movie was too long, and top actors only had 3-minute cameos. That's true.
Oh, really?
That's very true.
Oh, so they got a bunch of...
Yes. Mm. So Sean Penn was in it, but only very short time, amount of
right.
time.
And he's like, what is going on in this movie? I'm out of here.
I don't understand it at all. All right. So you had to quit watching a movie. What was the last one?
Gave up on a movie.
Even if it was on television, but in a theater, even better.
Oh, there's one. I'm going to have to ask. There was one we did give up on. We both were like, this movie sucks. It was a sci-fi one. Yeah. She was like, this is horrible.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember. It was a big sci-fi movie not too long ago. I'll find out what it is.
All right. So you started a movie and couldn't finish it. Yeah. What was the last one?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
The River is Rising. That is Slash. Love that stuff. Slash,
that's
actually
damn good.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, that's
just
really
straight
good.
Up rock and roll. He's going to be talking to Marcy tomorrow. He gets to hang out with Marcy, which is very cool. I think that's going to be around about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Slash here on KLOS with Marcy.
It is Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about the last movie that you couldn't finish because I walked out of a movie. Yes.
And I know what it is. The one that my wife actually said, no, we're not watching this.
Oh, good.
It was The Tomorrow War. It was on Amazon with Chris Pratt.
That looked good.
It did.
And I didn't get around to trying it.
It sucked.
Oh.
And I really like Chris Pratt. I mean, and I love sci-fi. I like all of that stuff. It had everything going for it, but there was just something really
still missing.
Yeah, so we stopped. Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, the last movie you couldn't finish.
Probably 25 years ago, I took my family to a theater and we watched a movie. Halfway through the show were people walking out.
How many were in your party with your family?
Three kids and my wife. And
you got, and all of you left?
No, we stayed.
Oh.
But it was just so many people walked out. And when I tell you the movie,
all right, what is it?
You might understand. Mars Attacks.
Yep. Fully understand.
No, I totally like that movie. That's a good movie.
I did too, but I fully understand that people didn't enjoy it.
No, totally.
I can see that.
Yeah. Now, what did you think about Avatar? Because I was wondering if you were going to say Avatar because I hated that movie. Everybody loves that movie. I was so bored.
Yeah, that was the last movie I ever went to see at a theater.
Mars Attacks?
Yes.
Wow.
You need to update your movie going experience.
Thanks for calling. What did you think about Avatar?
I liked it.
Did you?
But I can see. I thought the special effects were spectacular.
Yeah, the 3D was interesting to look at. But
so that's kind of overriding the fact that I didn't like anything else in it.
Right.
KLOS, hello. The last movie that you could not finish.
Macbeth. It was horrid.
That guy can't write a screenplay, you know?
Which one?
He really can't.
Macbeth.
No.
Oh.
That's a Shakespeare joke, Sluggo.
Who? Who is this Shakespeare? Is he new? Does he do rock and roll movies?
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, last movie you couldn't finish?
Yeah, it was I Love You, Man with Paul Rudd.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those can get a little like...
I don't think I saw that one.
I didn't really care for Pineapple Express either, and I love all those guys and all that, you know, those...
I like Pineapple Express.
People. Yeah, I just didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank
you. Yeah, I don't know.
Oops. Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
KLOS,
bye.
Hello.
We gave up on him.
We walked out on that phone call.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. The last movie you couldn't finish?
The Last Duel with Matt Damon and Adam Driver.
Interesting.
Guys.
I looked at that and I thought, that looks like it might be good, but it also looks like it might be awful.
And apparently it was awful.
Let me tell you, every person, I guess it has three chapters and something happens and everybody has their point of view of what happened. So you see the same
story three ways?
I believe.
Yeah.
After the second, the chapter two, I saw that they were redoing it, but on somebody else's point of view. I said, no, I can't do this.
I'm out. Thank you for calling.
Right on,
I appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS, the last movie. You just couldn't get all the way through. Turns out Kevin doesn't like Licorice Pizza, the film, not the record store.
Didn't like the film by Paul Thomas Anderson, who I usually love.
Right.
And it had a bunch of actors in it that I usually love. And it was just dull and boring. And I walked out halfway through.
So you realize it's going to be movie of the year then, picture of the year. Because last time that happened was, what was that movie?
Last year was Nomadland.
Right.
And I hated it with the heat of a thousand suns. And it won Best Picture at the Oscars. So am I guaranteeing Licorice Pizza will win the Oscar?
And the winner is...
Oh.
Licorice Pizza.
So the topic is the last time you couldn't finish watching a movie.
Hey, the last movie I walked out on was, I'm afraid,
there's something about Mary.
Hmm, how come?
Was it the zipper scene?
No, it wasn't. No, what? It wasn't the zipper scene.
It was
the old woman's boobs.
Or her hair tonic? Or hair...
nice try. It was just insultingly stupid. I'm sorry.
It was stupid.
But did you like The Hangover? People, I think that's kind of a similar sort of
I think
level.
The Hangover is much higher, much better.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, that had a little plot to it.
Yeah, I didn't really care for this. I know there's something about Mary. Remember when that came out? It was massive. It was so popular. And I went to see it, of course, and I'm like, eh. But I didn't hate it that much. They walked out on it. Do you do that very often, walk out on movies?
No, I don't. And what made it insulting, someone recommended it highly to me. They said, oh, if you like this, you'll really like
this. Oh, no.
What did they compare it to? Do you remember?
Monty Python.
Oh, drop dead.
Are you kidding me?
Close.
If you like Monty Python, you'll like that movie?
Wow.
That's the last time I ever saw a movie on her record.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Wow. She's someone who does not get Monty Python.
She's sabotaging you.
She was out to hurt you. Dude, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
All right, so I'm one of those guys continuously have to watch the entire movie.
Oh, really?
Start to finish, no matter what.
Why is that? What is it about it that you just have to go through to the end, even if it sucks?
It keeps my curiosity, I guess. I just want to hope that it gets better. Maybe
But how often?
Movies or something.
All right, let me ask you a question. How often would you guess you turn on a movie, you think it's going to be bad, and then it pleasantly surprises you?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Maybe about 10% of the time.
Yeah, that's a pretty low rate.
Well, I mean, you know, for the writers and the actors and all the folks behind the film, they would like to thank you for sitting through their crap.
Yes, they would, of course.
Yeah, and giving it a chance.
Exactly. It's like people who sit there and watch all the credits.
Right, yeah.
Like, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, unless your name or a friend's name is in it, what are you doing? Who cares?
Well, see, here's the thing. Out of the entire time of my life, I've only walked out of one movie.
Oh, wow. And that was?
Freddy Got Fingered.
How's that the one that fails your test?
Well, that's pretty bad.
It is bad, but so is a lot of other movies.
Well, it took the first 45 seconds when he's the horse when I was like, okay, I don't want to do this.
See it, I'm all the way in.
As soon as that horse got I was out the door. Right.
I got the Blu-ray, man. I got the director's cut of that scene. Dude, thanks for coming.
I can handle Clerks 3 or Clerks 2 auto-erotic. You know, I'm right with that. But right.
Sure.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
You have to draw the line someplace. K18-955-KLOS. What movie could you not get through all the way? We're talking about the last movie that you couldn't finish.
Black Hawk Down.
Really?
I happened to go see when I was maybe like 5 months pregnant, and the motion sickness was just too much for me. I couldn't take it. I had to leave.
It was all handheld cameras, and that was rough to get through from that.
It was such a good movie. It's such a good movie, but I could not stand it.
You're feeling a little nauseous. That's not what you want to see on a big screen. That's
yep,
true.
Yep. No. That makes
sense.
My
husband was like, let's go watch this and be done. I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's go. But no, that was like the wrong movie.
What was that? Melancholia, where they didn't move the camera the entire time, basically.
I don't know, but it was just so awful. I couldn't take it. And he was like, okay, I'm sorry.
I hear you.
So yeah, that talked down.
Thanks for calling.
Is this the party to whom I am speaking?
I watched the amount of work that you put into getting that soundbite.
To get Lily Tomlin on the air?
And it was not worth it.
Anything? No. Anything to get Lily Tomlin on the air, though.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I walked out of Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, boy, I don't know, man. Theater. I think people are going to freak out about that because they sure love that film. I haven't seen it.
A lot of people got mixed results, but
true.
When you talk about it, it's either love, 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 or
right,
hate, hate. There's
right.
not much in
which
the
means it's going to be a huge movie.
It's going to be a stupid movie of the year. It's going to drive me crazy. KLOS, hello. A movie you couldn't finish?
Well, I've never watched a Star Wars movie from start to finish. Any of them.
I refuse to listen to that kind of filth. That's disgusting. Obscene. How dare that man?
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi there. Last movie you couldn't finish?
I'm a really forgiving person.
Same.
I bought my ticket. Mm-hmm. I'll sit through the darn thing and the credits because
hey,
somebody put their heart and soul into this.
Nice. That is true. People work as hard as they can, as hard as the people who make good movies.
Right.
They work that hard on bad
movies. Maybe even harder sometimes.
Yeah. You know,
but that being said,
Idiocracy.
Hey, that's a good one, too.
Freaking great.
That was awesome.
It sucks.
No way. It was great. It was very predictive of the future, which is right now.
Which sucks.
Yeah. I thought they nailed it, as usually always does. Office Space, he's always ahead of his time.
And that's the problem.
Oh, okay. Right. You don't want to see reality. I see. I gotcha. I understand that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I want escapism right. that gives me a positive future.
Yeah, but look, you know, it's what plants crave. Give them some Gatorade. All will be well.
I don't know what you're saying. Thank you for calling. I'm with you.
You didn't watch the movie, Idiocracy? How dare you, sir?
Sure do.
Hey.
Taking calls about the last movie you couldn't finish.
I just started watching. I just couldn't finish Unhinged.
I don't know.
Russell Crowe.
Oh, really?
And
well,
this guy is a road rage.
Well, it's kind of like the last one. We're saying it's too, you know, reality.
Too
don't
real.
Want. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's the point? Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Batman versus Superman.
Superbad.
No, she said Batman versus Superman.
Oh, Superbad.
What the hell are you saying?
I can't believe you like Superbad.
What are you saying, Grandpa?
Yeah, I don't like a lot of those kind of little superhero everybody gets together.
I like all of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. That one I didn't love, but I wouldn't have walked out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will walk out on it with you. Kevin will stay in the theater. You and I will walk out. Sorry, I got totally lost for a second.
Can never tell what's happening.
I didn't know what I was doing.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact.
And we have an expert. Do we call Pinky an expert?
I think we can call Pinky an expert, yeah.
Pinky is an expert in...
What is it, Pinky?
What are you an expert in?
Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity. All right.
So, and this is not some sort of weird joke. It's not one of your bizarre friends,
right,
Kevin.
Right.
This is actually straight up for real for a change.
But his name is Pinky.
But his name is Pinky.
We can't reveal who he works for.
Okay.
So I texted you and I asked you about the QR scan codes. And those scams that are going on. Explain to people what those codes are and how
they're getting ripped
off. They turned into a scam.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, with COVID going on and everything, we have to interact differently. And we've looked to technology to help us guide us through this new world that we're living in. And one of these new technological breakthroughs, I guess you could say, is the QR code, which stands for quick response. And it's actually been around for about 30 years, but it's becoming really popular now here in the U.S. And if you go to restaurants, you'll see a QR code that you scan for a menu. You use them to get into concert ticket or to get into concerts.
That's basically the little box the little box with all the little squiggly bits in it, right?
Yeah, yeah, sort of like a Matrix kind of vibe to it. It's like the square box. So you scan them with your phone, and once you scan them, you click on the little button that pops up, and it takes you off to a website. Well, unfortunately, you're not knowing what you're going to once you click on that QR code, and the bad guys know about this. So,
sure.
FBI recently put out a report where in Austin, Texas, that somebody went around and placed malicious QR codes on about a dozen parking meters. So when somebody went to go pay for their parking space, they were taken to this rogue site and paid, and the money went into a bad guy's pockets instead of the city's.
Yeah, right, let me ask you a question. Would we be able to tell that's happening to us?
Not right off the bat. No, I have some tips that you can use to, better prepare yourself. But for instance, like when you scan with your phone, you click on the link, you take it to the site. You don't know what site you're going to. There's apps that you can download. For instance, one that I use, it's called the QR Reader app. And there's settings on there that allow you to see what the website is that you're going to prior to actually going to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Interesting.
Wow, that's really clever. Yeah.
Yeah, and also there's like a history of all the QR codes that you scan. So if something does come up malicious later on, you could go back and say, like, well, this is the website I went to.
Oh, nice.
So you could always do that.
So you can tell your bank, I was really dumb. I was too lazy to put some change in the meter, and I scanned that, and this is where I actually end up going.
Yeah, good luck getting your money back.
So we're screwed on that one. Also, we were talking earlier today about a digital wedding reception that they're having in India on the metaverse. And we were asking, what can you do? What are the rules of the metaverse?
Yeah, so I read about the wedding, and I was a little excited at first because it said that the couple were Potterheads.
Harry Potter, right.
Me up for that reception, yeah, but it ended up being Harry Potter, something completely different. So the husband worked with this company, and I hope I can say this on air. It's called Tardyverse.
Tardyverse,
that's fine.
And what they do is they set up a virtual reception at a cost of about $2,000 an hour.
Woo.
And it's essentially a Zoom meeting where you can set up your own avatars and walk around, in this instance, take a tour of a castle, go into different doors of that castle, and even creating an avatar of the guy's dead father-in-law.
They are, yeah. What are the rules for that, though? Because Sluggo and I both had the same response, which is, how can we ruin this?
Can we walk up and smash the cake, the virtual cake?
I'm sure if there's a setting, there could be. I think what it is, you set up these avatars, you click around the castle. If you want to go talk to people, you click on them, and you could pretty much have a conversation back and forth while looking at a cartoon figure of them.
Right.
And that's it?
The grooms will, yeah.
Can I kick them?
is there a kick them
What
option?
If I want to kick them?
Let me tell you what, though. If you want to get out of the QR scam to get into the metaverse virtual receptions for $2,000 an hour.
Yeah, no kidding.
Another kind of scam to go into.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. All right, Pinky. Thank you for your expertise.
So is there any advice, like if you're thinking about using a QR, because they're so prevalent everywhere, that you, besides the website, what was the name of it that you actually said, the app?
QR reader app.
Is there anything else we should, before we aim our phone at one of them damn boxes, be aware of?
Yeah. So if you're going to like a parking place, there's another app that you can download called Park Mobile, and that's a legit app, and it allows you to see what parking spaces are available, how much they cost, and you pay directly to them.
Interesting.
And then last but not least, I would say install like an antivirus, malware protector, something on your phone, especially if you have Android. Something like Bitdefender, Norton, or Kaspersky, they're all good antivirus website or antivirus apps that will stop you from continuing onto a website that is deemed malicious.
Nice.
Interesting.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pinky.
Say hi to the brain for me.
Have a good day.
Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Do you play the games that you see on social media, like, well, for example,
sometimes,
you know, take a letter out of a band and turn it into a food? Or,
I did see that one.
Yeah, or, you know, add a letter to a band.
If I can think of something that I think is creative, yes.
Right.
Most of the time, I can't think of anything, so I just move on.
I usually kind of, you know, skim over them unless they really crack me up, and this one is so dumb. I laughed. One man cover bands. I'm going to turn it into a guy's name. Jeff Leppard.
Oh, you turned it into a guy's name.
Ned Zeppelin. Like, that's so stupid. Earl Jam. Al in Chains. First of all, it's one of the greatest band names ever. Alice Enjoying the Day in Chains.
That is pretty good.
But when you put Al up in chains, maybe not so much. Maybe
I played it all wrong.
Oh, what'd you do?
I just changed a letter.
Oh, yeah.
We're just changing a letter.
Oh, okay.
Like Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Tongue. That's not right.
That's even better.
That's not
actually
right.
Like that. Who cares? What do you got? What else you got?
Parliament Punkadelic. Grateful Head. And Depeche Mode is my favorite.
Depeche Mode's very nice. I like Radio Fred and the Ted Hot Chili Peppers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Change the name.
Yeah,
I
just
think
take
better.
It to anything, though. Yeah, well, just, you know, whatever.
The Bowling Stones. Care. Listen, it's just a cover band. That's all. It's a cover band. The Boers. For the Doors.
I think I've seen that band.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, yeah, the Boers, man. Definitely.
So 818-955-KLOS?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to do it on your thumbs, you know, on your social. You can do it on the radio.
Nine Inch Tails. It's not a name, though. I played it wrong.
Nine Inch, I can't even think of a name. Snails. No, that's not right.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
not
know.
A name.
818-955-KLOS.
What else did you have?
Well, I mean, I had Fleetwood Sac. But see, I'm saying I didn't play it right.
I like it. I like it anyway.
You do?
Yeah. Like, well, what's the? I mean, everybody calls bands the wrong name, but I love doing
it. So it's
that.
A cover band.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Sac. Did I say that one? I don't know. But did I mention Depeche Mode?
No, you didn't mention that.
Yeah,
one.
That's a good one.
Hey, 18955 KLOS. Butcher, a band.
I can't believe you ruined Brian Fry's t-shirt, his Tom Petty shirt.
Listen, he'll get it. It's just not going to be in mint condition.
A lot of grease all over it and everything, but he didn't seem to care. Brian Fry from Los Angeles, caller 13, picked up this KLOS Tom Petty t-shirt. Congratulations, sir.
KLOS, are you calling to destroy a band?
Oh, definitely.
No, what do you got?
Instead of hard. Fart.
Fart?
Fart.
I wonder what the girls would think of that.
They would love it.
They could bottle them and sell them.
But as I like to say, one with makes memories that last a lifetime.
That's true.
Now, why do people buy my farts?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you want me to butcher a band?
Yes, please.
Three Dog Fight.
I like it.
I'm able to smoke that.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You know why they call it Three Dog Night, by the way?
I don't.
Only just recently found out what that meant. It come from a very cold place. I can't remember where. And some nights you needed three dogs sleeping with you to stay warm.
That's all where it came from?
Yeah. I always thought all these other weird-ass things, and that's all it was.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Destroy a band.
Sniffing d***s.
It gives a very different meaning to the song Driver's Seat.
That's fantastic.
Naughty. Hi, KLOS. Butcher a band name. Well done. That was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
She's having a good time.
Ozzy Osbourne.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There is a couple in India getting married in person in front of 100 people, but they're hosting a reception in the metaverse for 2,000 people.
And we learned that maybe we could go up and knock the cake over if we join that reception.
But then we found out there's no reason to go because the rules of the metaverse mean we can't ruin it.
Boo!
Boo! Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a bunch of movies. We learned that today. And I walked out of a theater during Licorice Pizza, virtually guaranteeing it'll win Best Picture of the Year.
And some psycho called and said he's never watched a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that was unacceptable.
What the hell? I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
If you had turned on the radio on this day in rock in 1964, you would have run into the Beatles. I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's on this day in rock in 1964. Paul McCartney played the second season of MTV's Unplugged on this day in rock in 1991, throwing out a few Beatles songs in that particular set, and later that first artist to release his performance as an album.